It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
It's a cool 51 degrees.
Freeways all moving really well so far this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus. Search for the cure. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
A COVID-19 vaccine trial is on hold after a participant reported a side effect. Meanwhile, one of Utah's senators wants to know if the government can do more to curb the influence of anti-vaxxers.
Senator Mitt Romney spoke out against the anti-vax movement during a Senate Health Committee hearing yesterday with the Surgeon General and the Director of the National Institutes of Health.
I have been approached during visits to my state by people who have whole books that are written describing why vaccines are bad, why they're made from adulterated sources. And I won't go into all the details, but it's not like just a social media phenomenon. I mean, there are literally books out there that are written to describe why vaccines are bad. And I wonder if it does not make sense for our government to put out a very comprehensive effort to dispel this growing sense of vaccines being bad. And I don't know how you do that. But it would come to mind that you're doing that with regards to tobacco and massive advertising on TV. You could have debates. You could call in these people who write these books and have discussions with them, which are publicized. You could have much more aggressive campaign on social media. I guess the question I'm asking is, should we be doing more than we're doing? And what could we be doing to resolve the debate, the uncertainty that so many Americans have about the wisdom of receiving vaccine.
Meanwhile, a trial for a possible coronavirus vaccine is on hold after a participant reportedly developed neurological side effects. Here's ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
62-year-old Jorge Vega was the first volunteer in Los Angeles to be injected last Friday. Vega doesn't know if he got the vaccine or a placebo, but tonight he tells us he is feeling healthy.
I understand there is a risk on every study. I'm very confident that this is going to work.
The director of the National Institutes of Health pushing back on the president's claim that a vaccine could be ready by Election Day.
An investigation is underway to see if the side effect came as a result of the trial medication or something else.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
No-fly zones are now in place over the William and Ether Hollow fires in Utah County. Incident management spokesperson Dana Harris says the steep terrain makes it difficult for firefighters to get a handle on these brush fires.
So it's really slow going to get people in there. And sometimes it's so steep and so dangerous, we can't put firefighters on the ground. So we're utilizing helicopters.
She says the no-fly zones include drones because they can interfere with water drops and even take down firefighting aircraft.
Fires are burning from the Canadian to the Mexican borders. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, while California burns with 25 major wildfires, neighbors to the north also on fire. Three people dying in Oregon, where Medford is evacuated and nearby small towns went up in smoke. Washington Governor Jay Inslee reacts to the dozens of wildfires in his state.
This is an extraordinary series of events we have suffered.
More than 200 fires currently burning in 9 western states, leaving at least 7 dead. Michigan's a political battlefield this week with both presidential candidates on the attack there. Joe Biden was in suburban Detroit yesterday.
This is a recession created by Donald Trump's negligence. And he is unfit for this job as a consequence of it.
President Trump holds a rally at the Saginaw Airport today. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.